Thank you all very much.
That's awesome.
You know, I have to say before I begin, I guess I'm not a very good father this morning. As you know, Jamie, my wife, is in Warsaw. Yeah, right. In Springfield with the youth, and I'm not accustomed to getting my boys from Sunday school up here, so thank you if an adult brought the boys, but I wanted to thank the boys for being so awesome and sitting here today and finding their way to the front. So thank you, boys, very much. Appreciate that. You know, I think it's fun to laugh sometimes before we get our scripture out, and I get funny things via the email all the time, or at least maybe I think they're funny. But some of you who worship all the time know my humor. But these are just some little prayers from children that have been sent to me, and I thought they were really funny. Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It works with my brother. Dear God, if you watch me in church Sunday, I'll show you my new shoes. Mickey. Dear God, I bet it's very hard for you to love all of everybody in the whole world. There are only four people in our family, and I can never do it. Nan. Dear God, I read the Bible. What does begat mean? No one will tell me. Love, Allison. I had the same question about bowers earlier in that song. Anybody know what a bower is? I don't know. Sung that song all my life. Have no clue what a bower is. Dear God, are you really invisible or is it just a trick, Lucy? Dear God, now we have a lot of bowlers in here, right? Is it true my father won't get to heaven if he uses his bowling words in the house? Anita. Dear God, did you mean for the giraffe to look like that or was it an accident? Norma. Oh, finally. Dear God, who draws the lines around the countries? Jan. Anyway, I like those things. I have some bulletin bloopers that I have a hard time getting through when I read those. Thank you. Well, this morning we're reading from 3 John, the third letter of John, and we'll be reading verse 2 because there's only one chapter in 3 John. And now, some of you may be thinking, wow, I didn't know John had three letters in the Bible. Well, the best way I have found to find 3 John is to turn to the back of your Bible. It's the end of the New Testament, to the book of Revelation. Revelation. By the way, just a parenthetical statement here. There's only one Revelation. Sometimes I've heard preachers and people say Revelations. Well, whatever. But anyway, that's my first little mini sermon this morning. Book of Revelation. Turn back and you will turn to the book of Jude. And you know, that's where they wrote, "Hey Jude, don't..." That's where that came from. And then the book before that is the third letter of John. So if you'd turn to me, with me to the third letter of John. And once you find that, if you could close the Bible on your finger and stand with me if you would. Raise that Bible above your head and let's say the Bible pledge like we mean it. Let's let those, everyone, I won't even single out any other church this morning, hear us this morning as we say this. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, please remain standing with me as we read a short scripture this morning. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, just as it is well with your soul. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I have a sermon insert in your bulletin if you'd like to take it out and grab a pencil or a pen this morning. The ushers are passing out a sheet of paper. And we will talk about that, and I know it is a huge, you want to read what's on that piece of paper, but we'll talk about it later, so please don't do that until we're ready. Well, this is the third sermon in this teaching series. We've talked about the Valley of the Shadow of Debt and Dave's myths about Dave's myths regarding debt. Actually, I should say it's his myths, but he believes society teaches us these myths about debt. Last week, we discussed budgeting our finances with budgeting, dieting, and root canals, and all of those are about on the same level as far as I'm concerned. And this week, we're going to take another step in our teaching series. You know, over the years, as I've been a preacher, people ask me questions like, what should I not spend my money on? How do you make room for savings or buying a house, etc., on an already stretched budget? How do you start a budget when finances are totally out of line? Why, when I think about I'm about to get ahead, another new expense shows up. Can anybody say amen to that one? You mind taking some up to the folks up there on the altar too?